We bring on defensive line coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks, Charlie Partridge. And, Coach, before I welcome you in officially, let's play this for you. Coach, what a day that you get, finally, Alex Collins officially signed with the University of Arkansas.
Great relief, great excitement. Really, really excited for him that some closure to this process has come. You know, it's been a long road for him as well. And really excited for the Razorbacks. Good to be on, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations, Coach. And, you know, when you were recruiting him, what is a couple things he does really well and what excites you about his game?
Well, I'll tell you what, he's got tremendous acceleration. You know, he can stick his foot in the ground and get to full speed really fast. He's powerful. It's exciting to think what he can be when he gets into a full-strength program and actually gets three square meals a day. His body has a lot of room for growth potential, and he's got good speed as well. So he's a pretty gifted athlete.
Coach Partridge, how much did social media play a part in getting Alex Collins to finally commit to the University of Arkansas with Coach Bielema and Coach Thomas's tweets with the Buddha down in Dallas and you tweeting out the ranch? That had to have played a big part, didn't it?
Well, you know, I think that social media is a powerful tool. You know, obviously we're never allowed to refer directly to student-athletes and you know, before they're allowed to sign. So I think if there's things that you can tweet out there that are general statements about the program or about something surrounding, that it can create a buzz, and it's a powerful tool.
So what is it with the ranch?
The thing I can tell you is there's a lot of people that love ranch, and I think you can put it together that, you know, Alex probably loves ranch as well.
Yeah, Coach, talk a little bit about Tevin Beanham and Katyrus Marks.
Very excited about both those guys. You know, I'll start with Katyrus. He's a young man that plays for Suncoast High School, as you know from the press release. Suncoast is a very it's an afterthought in terms of recruiting down in South Florida, unfortunately. And I say that because it's in the northern part of Palm Beach County. Oftentimes, schools have one coach for all three counties, and that's a lot of schools. So two things. They haven't had a major Division I player since Devin Hester. So it's been a long time, and where it's located, sometimes you flat run out of time when you're, you know, evaluating in spring recruiting. So he can be missed, and really that's a big part of KT's story. I think once he started to get attention from us in Wisconsin before we joined Coach Bielema down here, he started to get noticed a little bit, and then once we had the availability of a scholarship here and offered, some other Division I schools came in on him late for sure.
Coach, you are from Plantation, Florida, down in South Florida. What is it with that area that just churns out Division I talent?
You know, that's a great question. I've thought a lot about it over the years. I think, one, you have a large population base in a condensed area, and it's in an area that football is played, you know, somewhat year-round. You've got 20 practices during spring football, which is more than we're allowed in college, and oftentimes the 20th practice is a full four-quarter game against another team. So by the time a kid finishes his 4 years in high school, from a numbers standpoint, he almost has another year of football under his belt. So that helps those kids develop. And also, you know, there's a lot of influence in terms of families that were born and raised or have descendants of the islands where there's a lot of speed. I've recruited kids that have backgrounds in Jamaica, certainly know what they do internationally on track teams. There's simply a lot of fast people from those areas, as well as Haiti, where there's kids that play sports year-round, and athletes are developed, you know, through those families and has carried on to the football field.
Coach, I know, I mean, looking at the recruits y'all had sign, a lot of times coaches will just kind of focus in like Louisiana or Texas, and then you get your in-state guys. But y'all got people from everywhere. Talk a little bit about that, how you're able to branch out and build these relationships with people from all over the country.
I'll tell you, you know, I think Brett did a great job of relying on previous relationships that coaches had throughout the course of the staff and using those relationships to give ourselves a chance to fill needs. Like you said, you know, a young man from Hawaii, a young man from Denver, Colorado. You have a punter that's originally from Australia, now in California. Obviously, we got the four kids that are committed from Florida. So kind of a unique situation that we had 3 weeks, and those previous relationships helped us get involved. And as we learned all the amazing things that Arkansas has to offer, we were able to teach that then to these young men that we at least knew of or knew personally from the past.
Coach, now that signing day is over, and I know you're going to be down here in Little Rock tonight for signing day in the Rock, we look forward to seeing you there. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure your wife and your two daughters are glad that this time is over as well, because now you can kind of get back into that normal routine, can't you, of getting to see them and spend time with them.
Yeah, I am excited. They're still back in Wisconsin right now, working on the sale of our home. But we are going to get a chance to go up and see them for a few days next week. So, get back and see our families. I'm excited about that. And really, a lot of people don't realize that from when camp starts in August through yesterday, it's a workload. And we love what we do and love every minute of it. But it sure is going to be fun to get back with our families again. I'm excited to see them.
What's your favorite part of recruiting? Is it building the relationships with these players? What is kind of your favorite part of it?
It's not just the players. It's the players and families. There's nothing more rewarding than usually the last home visit when you've known a kid for a long time and you get a chance to go into a home and you know so much about a young man by the end of the process. You've gotten to know family members, close friends, girlfriends, if that exists, coaches, youth coaches that have influenced them in their lives, junior high coaches, and getting to know really so much about a young man by the end of the recruiting process and him choosing your school. And sometimes, obviously kids, maybe where you're at doesn't fit what they need, but still the relationships that you build, I really, really enjoy that part of it.
Coach, what's one thing that you have found out about Arkansas that you didn't know about before you got here?
Well, obviously the SEC is something that we knew about coming in. Did not really understand the passion of the fans throughout the state. From the East Coast to the West Coast, North to South, the passion for the Razorbacks is in some ways overwhelming. I'll tell you a quick story. I was overseeing Tevin Beanham, and I was in between Forest City in Memphis and stopped at a gas station in a small town that honestly I didn't notice the name when I pulled off. I was getting gas. And showed my ID when I gave her my credit card, and she saw my Wisconsin license and the clerk. And she said, Coach, are you one of the new coaches that joined us from Wisconsin? Now, this is on the other side of the state, guys, right? I was a little bit taken back by that, and then I've learned how to call the hogs. I'm proud of that. I'm sure we'll get the chance to do it tonight, learning those traditions. Can't say enough, though, about the passion of the fans. It's great to be a part of.
Real quick, for tonight, if there's someone sitting on the fence, I know that the floor tickets are sold, but there are still seats that are available, $25. Why would you tell them, hey, get off the fence, come see us tonight? Why would a fan want to be there tonight?
Well, I'll tell you this. We're going to be accessible. We're not all sitting up at a table up front. They're going to spread us out throughout the room and give us a chance to interact. And we covet the opportunity to get a chance to meet the Razorback faithful. And come on out. We'd love to get a chance to say hello and tell you our recruiting story in person and get going into the 2013 season. Come on out and see what we're all about.
Coach, thank you so much for joining us here on Overtime on short notice, and congratulations on a great class and the work that you and the rest of the staff and Coach Bielema did in getting this staff assembled in such a short time.
Thanks, everybody. Go Hawks. Appreciate you having me on.
Yep.